Well, what's up, guys? How you doing? This is my 10th attempt trying to start my YouTube channel. So I figured I would just start it again. It's not really a start. It's more of a consistency thing. You hear it all the time that you need to stay consistent. You need to stay consistent. Well, yeah, I know that. I know that. Just a lot of time, man. That's a commitment, man. And I'm not good with commitments. I'm not really good with commitments. I got three girlfriends. They all know about each other too. I never really enjoyed the whole commitment thing. Just the one thing. But I figured this would be different. And the reason why I figured this would be different is because I can do different things within this platform. It's not just the same hole or two. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go wherever I want to go with this. So I think it'll be fun. It's just, man, I'm low-key dreading it only because like I'm one of those people who I feel really bad about myself if I don't follow through with something. You know what I'm saying? Like if I say I'm gonna do something, and I'm sorry, that's my chair. I'm in a really small place. Like everywhere I move, my chair is banging against the wall. I got too much stuff in here. I got a bed and a table. So it's very claustrophobic. But anyways. If I don't do something, I feel really bad about myself. So, like, if I say, all right, I'm gonna do this for a year, and then come day 33, I'm like, damn, bro, this shit is exhausting. Because it is exhausting. It's a lot to do. I feel really bad about myself. So that's where I'm really like, shit. But then at the same time, I'm like, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can do this. I can do this. And I know I can do this. I know I can do this. So, what you should be expecting on this channel, honestly, I don't know. I don't have an honest clue what you should be expecting. And honestly, I think that's the best thing for you to do, for you to come in as. Anybody who teaches improv, or anybody who teaches, you know, art, they'll say, yo, you should, when you're in a conversation, don't try to expect the outcome of the conversation. That'll allow the conversation to go the smoothest. So if you don't know really where I'm going or where I'm talking about, just understand that me and you are playing a game of improv. It is a game of improv. We're both going to the same destination, and that's just to have a great conversation. So I don't know where we're going. I don't know where I'm taking you. You're just going to be along for the ride. And that's just going to how it's going to be. That's just how it's going to be for at least right now. What I do like to talk about, though, I love psychology. I like psychology. I studied about, you know, zodiac signs. You know, somebody tells me they zodiac sign, I know you. It's really that simple. People are not really as unique as we may think we are. It's really wild, yo. It's really wild. Like, and just think about it. Think about it. You see the politicians on TV. I was downstairs and I was seeing a politician on TV. And it was this woman. She's running in Kentucky. I don't know her name. And I'm not going to endorse her. However, what she did was she held out the Bible. She said, look, I have a little Bible and I am going to carry this in my pocket. It was I think it was like a Bible pamphlet. Gave you like the pointers of what was in the Bible. She said, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna carry this in the Senate every day. And I'm gonna abide by these standards. And at first I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I would love to vote for her. That's really dope. You know, those are really cool principles she's abiding by. But then I thought, like, why would she say that on TV? Why would that be her? Why would she spend 28 out of 30 seconds of her campaign talking about what would be in her pocket? And then I thought about it. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. She must know her demographic. She must know her demographic. She says she's in Kentucky. I guarantee you she wouldn't run the same thing in somewhere else. But she's in Kentucky. She was talking to the older folks. She said, y'all have a Bible. The white older folks said, I have a Bible. And that's what she was selling. She was selling the Bible. And I'm like, damn. Is that messed up? Is that messed up? I feel very conflicted by that. But the point is that she knew. She knew what would get a reaction out of her people. Because people are not as unique as we may think we are. The media can tell us to black out all of our social medias simply because they tell us to, and everybody does it. Groupthink is real. Like, that's the biggest phenomenon I've learned in 2020. Groupthink is the realest thing in the world. Groupthink. Groupthink. Nobody really can think for themselves, man. Nobody can really think for themselves. And then you look at other cultures, for like the Chinese culture, for example. They really are a community. They believe that if one person does something, it should be for the betterment of the group, not for yourself. Come to America, it's all about individuality. One person has to do the best for themselves, be ambitious. And it's neither way is wrong, neither way is right. But you more say, like, with people in America, you can see why people will think that, yo, I'm more individualistic, I'm more of an individual, where people in China are like, yeah, not really, because not really, we all ain't here together. So I don't know, man, this is just a lot going on. It's a lot going on, but you know, we're gonna live through it together, man. We're gonna do it together. And so that's why I'm creating this. I'm on a journey, and I'm gonna take y'all on this journey with me. I got a lot of things I'm gonna do, got a lot of things I want to do, got a lot of things going on right now, and I figured I might as well just bring y'all along the way. I've had a lot of stories that I feel like y'all would enjoy that I couldn't tell you, that I might tell you about, but I couldn't tell you, I couldn't show you about it, simply because I wasn't pressing the record button. It was on a circle instead of a box. I'm talking about the button that I click, you know? So if I figured if I was recording, you guys would be like, damn, I understand why this dude is so fucked up. I understand now, that is crazy. Nah, I'm playing. I ain't that messed up, man. But, you know, I feel like everything we go through has a story behind it, right? Everything we go through is for a reason. So, you know, you either overcome or you get succumbed by it. I choose to overcome. And so mental toughness is also a thing that I'm huge on, right? I'm huge, huge, huge on mental toughness, man. Not just mental toughness. We're not just running through walls here. We're understanding what's going on. And that allows us to have that mental toughness that we want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, shit, this shit is hard. No, man. It's really understanding the bigger picture. It's really understanding the bigger picture, right? It's huge. And we'll get into that a lot because that's big for me. But yeah, that's mental toughness, psychology. I'm a salesperson right now. So, you know, I can get you lingo or dipped in. And that's the thing. I'm learning about how people just sell to us. They're selling to us, guys. Everything that you see is a sales pitch. And there's a script. There's a script, and I'm gonna put you on game, okay? Now, this, you know, every time I learn something, I'm gonna try to get y'all to learn something too with me. Y'all gonna be learning with me, so this is gonna be an educational podcast as well. Education is important. I'm a big fan of education, reading, books. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be reading a lot of bullshit. A lot of bullshit. I'm not a fan of that. I like to read books, and people's expressions and facial expressions and stuff like that. No offense to bullshit. Bullshit is fun. But, you know, it's a waste of time in my book. So, we on another way with that. We on another way. But yeah, that's really what I'll be talking about. I hope you guys enjoy. If you guys want to talk about something different, if you guys want to talk about something crazy, man, I love to it. You know, I'm really trying to get this to be an open platform for anything. Now, I don't like to sell anything. You know what I'm saying? You talk about a topic, all right, I'm gonna flip it into my perspective. But, you know, I don't think, just like any comedian, any great comedian, nothing's off limits. So, and I'm not a comedian, but I, you know, I'm saying I do want to be. That's a great thing. Like, comedy is awesome. That's the only way people listen, is to be entertained. So if you can make this shit funny, then I'll wipe it up. No, that was bad. Oh no. Oh shit. What? No, I didn't mean that. Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to vlog number one. I guess this isn't a vlog, this is more of a podcast, but I appreciate you for tuning in nonetheless. And until next time, this is Jordan. Tap in to be tapped out. No, I like that. This is Jordan. Time to shine. That's corny. Time to shine. Nigga, no. This is Jordan. Peace. I'll think about it, guys. I don't know. I haven't thought about it so far. It's just, this is something really I'm just doing right now, in terms of off the top of my head, and I'm not really good at that yet, but I'm getting there. Trust me, I'm going to get better by next time. So, guys, this is Jordan. Stay smooth. Hope y'all have a beautiful day, and be easy. Okay? Be easy. Unless you're a girl, then play hard to get. I don't like the easy shit. I don't like the easy. It's not. This is not a. I like trying to get the holes and ones. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the par sevens. Right, par sevens on putt play. No. Yeah. So stay smooth, y'all. Hope you have a great day and be smooth. Jiffy Lube. All right, I'm out. Peace.